Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Even when they won the NBA title, they walked off the floor like they won a regular season game. And even I'm like, all right, I don't know if I'm going to stick around and watch the post game. I'm going to go do a Rico. Like, it felt, it was the oddest Game 7 conclusion I have ever seen in my lifetime, whether you want to include baseball or basketball.
Yeah, it should have been epic, but it was. It didn't feel it.
No, and I think the reason it didn't feel epic was because of Halliburton going down.
Yep.
And everyone naturally either feeling really, really bad or looking at this Game 7 differently because the Pacers were without their best player.
Right.
So it was just a weird, weird. That's like the only word I could come up with.
I know.
It was strange watching the ending of this.
I hear you. But I mean, look, congratulations to OKC, obviously. But it's weird because you want to say you got a championship. No matter what happens, you got your championship. You got a ring. No one can ever take it away from you. 30, 50, 100 years from now, when people go back and look at the history of sports, they'll say, oh, that 2025 Oklahoma City Thunder team, they won the championship. Great. But they all feel different relative to what happened. And we've heard this multiple times. I know Sean had this with J.R. Smith over the weekend, him and Tommy, when you're talking about the 2020 championship. With the Lakers. They're like, yeah, that one didn't really count. It counted.
Right.
Right? 50 years from now, you're going to look and say, oh, the Lakers won the championship in 2020. But this one, it's going to be the same. It's not going to feel right, but it still counts as a championship.
Well, I think,
that's really, the circumstances don't matter.
The
only thing that matters is that you got the victory.
Of course.
And you got the ring.
Title's
but
a title.
I agree with you. This one has a little something to it.
It's not that it takes anything away from the Thunder winning a title, much like the Raptors winning the title in 19. Nothing took away Toronto winning the title, despite Durant getting hurt and Klay Thompson being banged up. It was more sitting there on a Sunday night, and I assume most of America, even in New York, where everyone was so bitter about the Knicks losing, I would think that the Knicks fan tuned into Game 7, even for 10 minutes, because it's Game 7.
Right.
Like, even if you weren't interested in the series, you weren't invested in the series, there is something magical about a Game 7.
Yeah.
And so we haven't had one in 8 years, 9 years. And so I think you tune it in out of curiosity.
Yeah, and then the first half gave you everything you wanted.
It was entertaining. I just think the game itself was weird. The championship? No. When I sit here 2 years from now and mention the Thunder winning a title, it's completely legitimate. It was just sitting there last night. There was a cloud just hanging over. Mm. And it was weird, and it wasn't enjoyable. But the reality is this. After you let that cloud hover for a little bit, and we all go back to being the selfish basketball fans we are, like in my case, daydreaming and watching YouTube videos of Ace Bailey, and you guys go back, really 99% of the rest of the city goes back to thinking about the Knicks, whether your coach is Mike Brown or Taylor Jenkins or Johnny Bryant. You look at the Eastern Conference, and the only thing you were scared of as a Knicks fan was the Indiana Pacers. Right. How do we beat the Pacers? We built a team to beat the Celtics. We did that. How do we beat the Pacers? Well, all of a sudden, you go into the offseason, and you're no longer fearful of that. Now it's, hey, can we beat Cleveland? Mm. And most Knicks fans are going to be like, yeah, sure we can. We smoked them a few years ago. They're soft as cheese. Can we beat the Bucks since Giannis wants to stay there? Sure. Dame's not walking through that door. What do they have
and
after Giannis?
Even if he does, he's 40.
Right. Can we beat the Orlando Magic? And I think the arrogance will be, let them prove something.
Right.
Sure, they got a lot of young talent. Let's prove it. Detroit, same thing. So if you're a Knicks fan, you're on cloud nine. Am I right, Tommy? You're on cloud nine. I can see with that stupid smile on your face.
I'm on cloud. Is there a cloud 15?
Say.
Put me on cloud 15.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When Halliburton went down, obviously I was like everybody else, that sucks, that's a bummer, especially with the way he reacted. It reminded me of KD. Reminded me of Tatum. Tatum obviously a little more closer to home because they're playing the Knicks, but when KD went down with the Achilles, you just feel for the guy. Not gonna lie, within like 6 seconds I was texting my friends. I don't want to say anything publicly because I think it makes you a bad guy, but I was texting everybody. We're the favorites next year to go to the East.
Right.
It's Knicks in 26. You could take it to the bank. You can't, you know, celebrate an injury. But guess what? I root for the Knicks. And I worry about the Knicks. And I'm sure the Pacer fan didn't care if somebody got hurt on my team. You got to think about your own basketball team. You send your prayers and your thoughts to the player. And then you worry about what the Knicks are going through. They're going to hire a coach, I think. Unless they go through a committee. I have no idea. But if that's all we're worried about as a head coach, I, as a Knicks fan, and more concerned with a team like Detroit or Orlando.
Sure.
Becoming the next Indiana.
Maybe.
That's where my concerns would be. But at the same time, I think the Knicks are only going to get better, too. And they aren't the betting favorite, but they should be. The Knicks are, in my opinion, the odds-on favorite to get out of the East.
Let's have some fun, why don't we?
Yeah.
We did this right after the Super Bowl, so why don't we do it on Monday, June 23rd at 2:14 p.m.? And, of course, we'll get your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. And as a diehard basketball fan, something did hit me last night that needs to change immediately. We'll get to that in the next 15 minutes. But let's have some fun. What will be the NBA Finals in 2026? Let's make a long-term, year-out prediction. Next year, the NBA Finals. Obviously, we have a draft in a few days.
Yep.
We have an offseason that really begins on June 30th. There could be crazy changes. So I get it. It's risky. But we did this right after the Super Bowl. I already forgot who we all picked, but we saved it. Don't worry. We'll go back to it in February of 2026. So let's do this for basketball. And let's start with Tommy Lugauer since he's on cloud nine and since his prediction is probably the most predictable. Tommy, the NBA Finals in 2026, a year out, will be...
The Knicks will face Kevin Durant... and the Houston Rockets in the finals. Mm. Knicks in 26. I feel like Sean now. Getting the revenge all these years later on the city of Houston, on the Rockets, on Kevin Durant. The Knicks will defeat the Houston Rockets in Game 7.
Oh, I like that prediction. I love the full circle-ness of the revenge of 1994. Like, it's perfect. I like that. So he's going Knicks-Rockets. Sean Morash. A year out. Today's date is June 23rd, 2025. The 2026, assuming there is an NBA Finals next year, I mean, the world could be over.
Mm, sure.
But assuming that everything still exists and there is a Finals, who will participate?
Luka Doncic and the Los Angeles Lakers will beat the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, Lakers-Cavs. LeBron against the Cavs?
Bingo.
Did you forget about that aspect of it?
I absolutely did, but now it's there.
All right. I forgot. Tiki Barber, next year's NBA Finals will be?
I'm going to say that the Cleveland Cavaliers will beat the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Wow. I know what that's about. He saw his buddy A-Rod last week. He owns the T-Wolves. You had a nice conversation, gave each other a hug. Uh-huh. And you're like, you know what? I haven't made a homer pick in a while. I usually do that for football. I'm going to make it for the T-Wolves. All right, so Cleveland, Minnesota.
Hopefully by then he'll actually own the team and not just be a minority investor.
So I was leaning towards Cleveland because I looked at this year as the learning experience, the humbling experience.
And they have a great coach. It's hard to discount that.
They have a wonderful head coach.
Right.
But I question, as much as I love Donovan Mitchell, I question, can Donovan Mitchell be the best player on a championship team?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Double small guards, too, as well.
Now, as you know, there's no way I'm going to pick the Knicks here. That's Tommy's thing. He'll do it. I ain't picking the Knicks. The question is, with Tyrese Halliburton out, with Jason Tatum out, who the hell am I going to, like, plant my flag with? So, I have decided that the 2026 NBA Finals, and I can't believe none of you guys said the Thunder. They literally just won the NBA championship. And Tiki said Minnesota out of the West. Sean said the Lakers, and Tommy said the Rockets.
Well, that's because they're the shortest odds. They're not making any money on the Thunder.
I'm picking the Thunder.
You're smart.
And Adam Silver is going to wake up in a cold sweat when he hears my NBA Finals.
Don't say the Nets.
You think the ratings sucked for Thunder Pacers? I'll one up you a little bit. I'm not picking the Nets. What kind of homer do you think I am?
I mean, a bad one if you were going to do that.
How would I even argue that?
You couldn't.
Like Ace Bailey?
Ace Bailey? Dylan Harper?
The Nets still in the league.
To you as well.
The Oklahoma City Thunder will win their second consecutive NBA championship, and they will defeat the Orlando Magic.
Now that's a Mickey Mouse championship. Yeah.
So the problem is, I see what you're saying about the OKC, because they're the best team right now, clearly, even though they struggled at times with the Indiana Pacers.
They're also loaded with draft picks to get even better.
Of course they are.
Yes.
But there has not been a repeat champion in 7 years.
I am aware.
It's like something is, I don't know if this is intentional. I can't call conspiracy on this, but it hasn't been like this in a long time.
It's never been like this to me in my lifetime in the NBA. The NBA has always been a dynasty followed by another dynasty.
No doubt. And maybe there's a year or so in between, and then there comes the next dynasty. It's been 7 years since we've had a repeat offender.
Yes.
So repeat champion. So I can't see it only because we haven't seen it. It's just a new trend in the NBA.